Ezra's Hashem Yisbarei. Today's daf is Pei Beis in Maseches Erevin, the 302nd daf in Shas. I'm learning with the young fellows in Ramat Beit Shemesh, and I think with a record young fellow. Shlomo Zalman is here joining with us too, right? So even that's definitely a record. 4-year-old daf yomi attendee. Okay, Beis Hashem, we're going to pick up on the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara is going to continue discussing the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda and when Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbanan. That will take us through till the end of Perek Chalon. In Perek Ketzad Mishtatfim, the 8th Perek, we're going to be discussing the halachas of when an Erev Tchumen can be made and when an Erev can't be made. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us that there's no such thing as coincidences. What are we going to be talking about the rest of the daf? We brought in, I didn't think of it until Shlomo Zalman sat down next to us, Mamish Show and Tell. We're going to talk about the halachas of Katan Atzarech Le'imo, whether it's the age of 4, 5, or 6. How old are you, Shlomo Zalman? 4.5, right? So it's Mamish Show and Tell. Okay. So Be'ezer Hashem, we're gonna get there. Okay. Says the Gemara, 7 lines from the bottom where we had left off. We learned that we said that the halacha follows like Rabbi Yehuda in the above Mishnah on Pei Aleph on the Beis, where Rabbi Yehuda said that when it comes to Eruvei Chatzeres, it has to be done midas. So halacha michlal de pligi. That would seem to indicate that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbanan. V'am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but didn't Rabbi Yeshua Levi say, Kol makom shem Rabbi Yehuda emasai ubama b'mishnei seinu, ela lafarish divrei chachamim. That when Rabbi Yehuda uses the expression bama or emasai, so then in such a case, he's explaining the words of the chacham. So let's look back, 3 lines from the top on Pei Aleph Amud Beis. What did it say in the Mishnah? Bameh dvarim amur. So over there, Rabbi Yehuda, one would imagine, according to the dictum of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he'd be explaining the Chachamim, Ein el farsh de Chacham, velo pligi, vad nan tnan, but didn't we also learn that the Chacham disagree, nitosvu alehen, mosif umezake, vitzarich lohodia, that the Chachamim say that you need to inform, even when it comes to, according to the Rabbanan, there we learn that you do need to inform, which is against the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you don't need to inform. Answers the Gemara, Hasam b'chatzer shebein shnei mevos. There we're talking about where there is a chatzer between two mevos and the chachamim, correct? And over there, the halacha would be that you need to inform, because in those instances, it's not likely that the fellow is going to want to necessarily have a eruv. Ask the Gemara, Amrav Shizvi, Amrav Chizvi, Zos Ameres Chalukin Olav Chavero al Rebbe Yehuda. We learned that there's a machlokis tanoim shechalukin alav chaverov al Rabbi Yehuda, that there was a machlokis amurayim about what Rabbi Yehuda held. El agavra agavra karamis marsaver pligi marsaver lo pligi. There is a machlokis between them whether Rabbi Yehuda was disagreeing with the Rabbanan or not. We continue 2 lines from the top. Yoni sits down. Perfect timing. Gufa Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Kol makom sha'amar Rabbi Yehuda emasai ubama b'mishnasenu en el lefarish divrei chacham. We had this rule from Yeshua ben Levi that Rabbi Yehuda often is not disagreeing. Rabbi Yechon Amar emasai lefarish ubama from Lashem Bamedvar Mamurim Lachlog. Then, in such a case, is coming to argue. Asks the Gemara, "V'emosai the farishu is emosai when Rabbi Yehuda says emosai? Then he's coming to the farishu. Where's the chacham? V'atnan? But didn't we learn in regards to the halachas of psulei edus? Hapsulim ve'luein hapsulim. These who are apostle edus. Hamasachik bekuvia. Someone who plays with dice. Umal ve'beribis. Someone who loans with interest. Mafricha yoinim. And those who raise pigeons. V'selchrei shvius. And those who make money off of shvius by selling shvius fruits. So all these people are apostle. Am Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda qualifies. Emosai. When do we say this? Bizman she'en lo umnus. Only in an case of an individual who doesn't have a job, and therefore this is his whole living. Elohi, only this. Havliyeshlo umnis shelohi, if he has a different job aside from this, harezek kosher. In such a case, he's going to be kosher for edus. V'tani ala bebraisa, and we learn in the braisa lechur that the chacham disagree. V'chacham maimrim bein shel ein lo umnis elohi, bein sheyeshlo umnis shelohi, harezek apostle. It seems we see the emasai in general. What we had said above is not correct, because over here the emasai does what? Here the emasai, Rabbi Yehuda, is going to be chaylik. So says the Gemara, This braisa that we learned that seemed to be in the name of the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Tarfani, is actually the opinion of Rabbi Tarfin. The Sanya, as we learned in a braisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashum Rabbi Tarfin, La'olam Ein Echamim Nazir. We're going to see in a moment what this has to do with the halachas of someone who plays dice, that someone is not a Nazir, Lefisha Ein Nazirus Ella Lahafla. What was that case? So Rashi explains, Shnayim Sheyoshvin, 8 lines from the end of the perek. If you have 2 people that are sitting, Vra Echad Ba, and you see someone's coming, Bava Amar Echamen Hareini Nazir, Shezen Nazir, Vama Chavera Hareini Nazir, Sheinze Nazir. What happens if a person sees, if someone passes, is passing, and you have 2 people that are sitting down, and one of the person that's sitting says, I'm going to be like him, because he's a Nazir. And another says, I'm going to be a Nazir because he's not a Nazir. Now that person who's walking by is either a Nazir or not. So the halacha is, in such a case, it's not Nazirus el Afa. You need to say something definitive. Even though both of them, it's not possible one of them is not, they never coined themselves as Nazir. Since there's a Safek, he wasn't Mishabin himself. Since he doesn't know whether he's going to be Kone or not, in other words, when he's betting, you never really, really know if you're going to win or not. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Tarfin. But it turns out when the Braisa said, V'chachamim omrim, V'tani Allah b'braisa, V'chachamim omrim, 8 lines before, Hadron ala chalon, that is the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon, but the Chachamim are being explained by Rabbi Yehuda. Hadron ala perech chalon, Baruch Hashem, we were zeiche to finish the 7th perek in Erevin, and Menachem adds that Bezer Hashem, we have 2 more prakim to the Siyam. Okay, Bezer Hashem, we begin. Perek Ketzah Mishtatfin, Zok Deheligim Mishnah. Ketzah Mishtatfin B'tchumin. How do you create a partnership for Tchum? What does that mean? That means, when we say Mishtatef B'tchumin, means that you've decided that your Tchum is on one particular side of the city, and then you'll be able to go out that side of the city. Let's say you choose the west side, so you'll go be able to go out the west side, you're no longer going to be able to go out the east side, you're going to be able to go further on the west. So let's take a look. He puts down a chavis, va'omer. Yosef asked, why is it say mishtate? For this reason. This is for everybody in my city. Or whoever needs to go to a mourner's house, or to a wedding. So then in such a case, it works for everybody if he has a mind to be mezakeh them. However, whoever decided that he wants to be part of that erev when it's still day, it's mutter for him. But if it's already dark, asur, then it's going to be asur. Because you can't jump in when it gets dark. The Eruv has to take effect, and whoever's part of it takes effect by sundown. Says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, Eima Arvin El Advar Mitzvah. First of all, you're only allowed to do a Eruv Tchum for a mitzvah, not just time if you want to go if there is a baseball game outside of the city on the west side, so then in such a case, that would not be permissible. Only the Dvar Mitzvah. Maika Mashmalan, what is the chidush of Rav Yosef? We already learned. Tanina, we weren't. Whoever's going to go to Avil's house, Ola Beis Mishta. Mao the same Orcha de Milsa Ketani. I would have thought that there just means to give an example, but it applies to other people as well. Chamash Malan, it's coming to make us here. Then know that Dafka for a mitzvah. New topic. V'chol Shekiba Olav Miboy Join. And whoever was part of the Erev when it was still day. Shamis Mina. So the Gemara makes a fascinating deal. Ein Breira. What is the most important Masechta for the Sugya of Breira? Meseches Erevin. Second place comes Meseches Gittin. Breira is one of the most complicated Sugyas in Shas, but Breira could be summarized in a simple sentence, and that is that whether do we say that something retroactively, I'm talking in Israel now, so let me make sure if everybody knows what the word retroactively means. We call lima freya retroactively. Do we say retroactively we view it as if the Erev had been designated for this particular person? So what's the mashmos over here? that we don't say breira. De yesh breira. Why don't we say tigli milsa lemafreya is revealed retroactively? De mebeod yom. That he wanted it. So he just found out about Friday. But it's retroactive that he says that he wanted it. Ravashi answers, Hodi'uhu v'lo hodi'u katani. It should not say shekibel alav, but rather that he was informed. Rashi explains that the issue over here in our Mishnah is not whether he wanted it or not, but that the halacha is that for the Erev Tchumi to take effect, the individual needs to be informed. And Rashi explains that when it comes to whether the part of the Erev was designated as his, so then Breira would be able to help us retroactively. But Hodi'u, if there's a halacha that you need to be Modiahim, even if you hold Yesh Breira, it won't be enough to make it work. Period. We said that Shlomo Zalman's part of today's daf. Sure enough, here we go. Amar Avasi, Katan Bein Sheish, Yotze Be'erivimo. Is Shlomo Zalman included? That's why he came tonight. Is Shlomo Zalman included in his mother's Erev Tchum? Now, if his mother makes a Tchum, if my wife makes a Tchum, an Erev Tchum, in such a case, we're going to see whether I'm included. Presumably I'm not. But a little child is going to be included in the Tchum, the Erev Tchum of his mother. Meisive, now the Gemara is going to analyze. So remember, this is the sheet of whom? This is the sheet of Rav Asi. Meisive, the Gemara asks, if he needs his mother, then the Erev of his mother works. If he doesn't need his mother, then the Erev of his mother doesn't work. Shlomo Zalman, you need your mother? What do you say? He's not talking tonight, huh? Okay, so he said, so what would you say? What's the age of a child that's tzarech le'imo? What do you say, Yoni? Chinuch. Menachem says 5. Okay. And Shlomo Zalman's right on the cusp. He's 4.5, B'li Einar. Okay. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's Ein Tzarech Limo is Ein Yotze Be'erev Imo. What's the halacha of Tzarech Limo? It's not Nami Lur Lassal Nur Mishnah. Gabi Sukkah in regard to Sukkah Ki Ay Gavno. Katan Shein Tzarech Limo Chai B'Sukkah. If he doesn't need his mother, there's an opinion that holds that he's Chai B'Sukkah. V'avinam Bo. Ve'ezel Katan Shein Tzarech Limo. What is it? Amrit Ve'Rabbi Anai. Kol Shenifne Ve'ein Imo Mikan Chasa. If he goes to the bathroom and his mother doesn't need to clean him. Reb Shimon Lakish Omer Kol Sheniur. If he wakes up, Ve'ein Akari Ima Ima. He doesn't call for his mother when he wakes up. Menachem says that Shlomo Zalman hasn't reached that stage yet. So, Ima Sal Kedaitach, says the Gemara, to call for his mother, Gedailim Nami Karu, there are older boys here that called, I don't know if they're 13-year-olds, but there are 7 or 8 years old that when they get scared, they call for their mother. Whoever, when he wakes up from his sleep, generally does not call to his mother. Vikama. And what's the age of that? Kibar Arba, Kibar Chamesh, Mamish Shlomo Zalman's age, between the age of 4 and 5. So what do we see? We see from here that a Katan Shein Tzarech Le'imai is already by the age of 4 or 5. Yet Rav Asi said that who's included in the, at what age are they included in the Erev? 6. Continues the Gemara Tav Pei Beis on Beis. I'm Rishu Ravidi. Kikam Rav Asi. Kigon She'irev Olav Aviv Letzafim. What happens if his father made an Erev up north? V'imoy Ledarim. And his mother made a Erev in the south. What happens? Where do kids mostly want to go? They want to go with their father, or they want to go with their mother. The 13-year-olds say the mother. Even though the 4-year-old is here with his father, he didn't go with his mother. He didn't have a choice. Okay. Because even a kid who's 6 would want to go with his mother. May see that back into Gemara Rabbi said 4 lines from the top on Pei Beis and Beis. Katan Shesarach Li'imai Yoytze Be'erev Imai Aden Sheish. We learned that a katan is included as mother's Erev until 6. To Yufta the Rav Yeshua Bar Ravidi. It's a kasher of Yehuda Ravidi. Because Rav Yehuda Bar Idi had said that even when it came to the age of 6, in such a case there are times he wants to go. Says the Gemara, Lema Dahavi to Yufta, the Ravasi. It's also Kasher Ravasi, because Ravasi had said even sheish, not ad ben sheish, but including six. On the Ravasi, ad vad bichlal. Ravasi will say here it means ad vad bichlal. I lema David to yufta the Rav Yanai for Reish Lakish. But maybe it'll be a kasha on Rav Yanai and Reish Lakish. Explains Rashi that on the bottom of the Yomid we had quoted them in regards to Sukkah. Then regards to Sukkah, we said that the age was till four or five, not until up until six. When their father is around, so then in such case, mamish, tonight's halacha l'maisa. Whether their father is around, so then they don't need the mother, but already at the age of four or five. But when the father is not around, so then in such a case, each is six or seven. So this is mamish halacha from the daily daf. Mamish, see it right now. Normally, if his mother would not be around, Shlomazam would be very upset, but now he's sitting here. What could be better? He's sitting here in Beis Medrash and drawing and making an Aleph, Menachem says. So then, in such a case, once his father is nearby, so then he's going to be okay. Tan Rabbanu Ma'ariv Adam Al Yidei Binayu Bita Ektani. Now Rabbo said we have to halt cup a little bit, okay? A person is allowed to make an Eruv for himself and for his little children. Person can make an Eruv for his younger children, and that will work. Here, Al Yidei, Yosef asked, well, this is not the classic usage of Al Yidei, but here Al Yidei means for, on behalf of, Avdei V'Shevchas HaKnanim, Bein Ladatam, Bein Shlo Ladaitam. Aval Eina Ma'arev, but he cannot make an Eruv. Lo Al Yidei Avodei V'Shevchas HaYivrim, you can't make it for the Avadim, if they're Jews. V'lo al yidei b'no bita agdolim. V'lo al yidei ishtay, you can't make it for your wife. Elo midaitam, only with their permission, period. Tanya idach, we learned in another brayse. Now, what's the svar for this? As we mentioned, that even though a child is included in his mother's Eruv, but once you have adults, so then in such a case, they're not necessarily included. Tanya idach, we learned in a brother brayse. Lo yarev adam al yidei b'no yubita agdolim. Person should not make an Eruv for his son and his daughter. In other words, it cannot work. Only with their permission. Because their hand is like his hand. Now, Yosef is pointing out that there is a little bit of a discrepancy between the first brisa in the second brisa, which the Gemara is going to pick up on in a moment. V'kulan she'irvu v'irev aleihem. And all people, if they make an Erev, and you can make an Erev for them, Rabban Yotzin b'shel Rabban. And in all cases, if you had a person who made an Erev for himself, and then their master, or for that matter, the husband, made an Erev for them, Yotzin b'shel Rabban, they could use their masters, chutz mina isha, except for a woman, mipnei shichol limchos, because she could object and say that she's not interested. Ask Gemara, isha maishna, why is a woman any different? Amar Rabba, isha v'chol d'damila. No, it doesn't mean dafke isha. We learned that avadim gedolim also are not necessarily included in the Erev. So therefore, if I make my own Erev, and then someone makes an Erev on my behalf, my Erev is going to win out. If I make an Erev and my wife makes an Erev on her behalf, her Erev is going to work out on her behalf. Amar Mar, now Mar makes the following deal. Chutz min ha'isha, except for a woman, mipnei she'echod limchas, because she could object. Taima demachi, we're medayik, only if she objects. Hastama, but in general, nafka midabayla, she'll go with her husband, only if she's mocha. So it's mashma that you don't need midaita. All you need is that she shouldn't be mocha. Haktani reisha. That was what Yosef was bothered by. But the reisha it says elo midaitam. It has to be the das. My lav da amri in that she has to say yes. That stam das or stam would not be enough. It's a stira. Loi my elo midaitam dishtiku. That she was silent. That's enough to be considered la daitam. Why do we say them midaitam? If it's enough ishtiku, so then that generally one would not think in the words of midaitam. Vafuket's coming to exclude echa da amri. Look, in a case of where she says no, midaitim just means to exclude when she says no.
Ha, the kulin shiiru v'iru lein rabban yotzi b'sho rabban v'stamuhu.
But what do we learn? If the husband makes the eruv in one area and the wife makes another eruv, what's the wife's eruv? Where she made it, and we don't listen to where the husband put it. V'stamuhu, that's a stama. Uktani chutz min aisha delo nafki, and it doesn't work when it comes to the wife. The her eruv becomes where she made the eruv. Amar Rava. If she made an Erev in a different direction, there's no greater protest than this. Her husband made it one way. Her husband said, I want to go to the Kiddush on the west side. And then she goes and she puts the Erev on the east side. So then in such a case, then she'll go to the Kiddush on the east side, and the husband will go to the Kiddush on the west side, and then Bezer Hashem, they'll have Shalom Bayis after that. Bezer Hashem will conclude the daf over here by the Mishnah.